presented by LendingTree. Here is our first group of semifinals. A freshman at Northwestern University from Evanston, Illinois, Vinny Keogh. A sophomore at the University of Florida from Longwood, Florida, Kayla Cowley. And a senior at Indiana University from Greenfield, Indiana, Tyler Cole. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy!
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome, everyone, to the first of our semifinal matches in this year's college championship. Only the winner of today's game gets to come back later this week to play for $100,000. That's a lot of money, and I do want to thank LendingTree for being our sponsor this year. Hope you guys had an enjoyable Easter weekend. Now we put you to work. Good luck. Here are the categories. UN observances, followed by lesser-known college sports. Then you deal with arts and culture. You're going to love this one. Greek letters, The Lion King. And finally, crossword clues, P. Each correct response beginning with that letter of the alphabet. And Tyler, speaking of beginning, you get to make the first selection.
I'd like to take arts and culture for 1,000, Alex.
This longtime exhibit of officially sanctioned French art crammed paintings onto walls. Kayla.
What is the salon?
Salon, right.
Arts and culture 800.
10-letter word for your friend who wears outlandish, colorful clothes. Or for the showy, late Gothic style seen here. And the word we're going for is flamboyant. Kayla, pick again.
Lesser-known college sports 800.
The Association of College Unions International sponsors a championship in this billiards game, one higher than another named for stripes and solids. Benny.
What is nine ball?
You got it.
College sports 1,000.
Keep your frisbee off the roof, or rough, in the CDGNC, short for the College This National Championship. Benny.
What is disc golf?
Right.
Sports 600.
In 2019, Texas Christian University fired on all cylinders to win the school's third NCAA title in this weapon with air and small bore competitions. Tyler.
What is musket?
Nope. Benny.
What is rifle?
Rifle, yes.
Sports 400.
Columbia foiled, sabered, and epaed its rivals to win this 2019 NCAA title. Kayla.
What is fencing?
Correct.
Greek letters 600.
If you don't know it's the second to last letter in the Greek alphabet, you'll let out a heavy one with a different spelling. Kayla.
What is psi?
Yes.
Greek letters 400.
Revelation chapter 1 verse 8 states, I am these two Greek letters, the beginning and the ending, which really covers things. Tyler.
We're alpha and omega.
Yes.
UN observances 1,000.
An annual November Awareness Week showcases the rising global problem of resistance to this important class of drugs. Benny.
What are antibiotics?
Yes.
Observances 8.
2019 to 2028 is the decade of peace named for this South African. Kayla.
Who is Mandela?
Good.
Observances 600.
In 2019, World Space Week commemorated the 50th anniversary of this. Kayla.
What is the moon landing?
Good.
Greek letters 800.
It's basic math. This is celebrated every March 14th. Benny?
What is Pi Day?
That's it.
Greek letters 1,000.
If Sophocles signed his name, he'd begin by writing this letter. Kayla.
What is Sigma?
Yeah.
Lion King 800.
The king of the African country of Eswatini, formerly called This Land, has the title Ngwenyama, or Lion. Tyler.
Was Swaziland.
That's it.
King 1000.
The empire of Sundiata Keita, the Lion King of Mali, took this ancient African city from the Tuareg in the 13th century. Benny?
What is Timbuktu?
That's it, and that takes you up to 5,200. You're in the lead as we take our first commercial break. Back in a moment, folks.
The Jeopardy! College Championship is presented by LendingTree. Shop and compare loans, credit cards, insurance, and more.
This guy started LendingTree over 20 years ago.
To help people save money.
Who likes saving? Everyone. With the LendingTree app, you can shop and compare all kinds of loans and credit cards. Download the app now to see how much you could be saving.
Benny Keown is a freshman at Northwestern University. As we've seen so far in our competition this year, he's good at trivia-type clues because you get a lot of practice. You play against seniors?
Yes, so every week a group of friends and I go out to a local restaurant and play bar trivia. I'd say the average age there is 50, 55.
Uh-huh.
So we're at a little bit of a disadvantage not having been on the earth for that long.
Yeah, but who usually wins, the seniors?
Usually, but we actually won last week.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Kayla Calhoun from Longwood, Florida, took a class that had to do with Franz Kafka.
I had read The Metamorphosis before, and I loved it. And it was a great class taught by a great professor. And we read The Trial, we read The Castle, a lot of his short stories. And I really feel like I understand his work a lot more now.
All right. Good for you. Tyler Combs from Greenfield, Indiana. His major is political science, as we mentioned on the program last week. You once presented a policy proposal to the European Union?
Yes. So every year for the last few years, the European Union delegation in the United States has had a competition called the Schuman Challenge, where a group of undergrads come together and present policy proposals to the EU delegation for transatlantic cooperation and compete. We didn't win last year, but we did get honorable mention, and I got to meet the ambassador of the European Union and the ambassador of Sweden. So it was a really interesting experience for sure.
Politics in your future, young man. All right, right now, Benny is in command of the board. Do it, Benny.
Crossword clues 8.
Answer. Daily double. All right.
4,000.
Whoa, hello. All right, here is the clue. Stolen, like the letter in an Edgar Allan Poe story. 9 letters.
What is purloined?
Yes, way to go. 9,200.
P 1,000.
Social outcast, 6 letters. Kayla.
What is a pariah?
Right.
Crossword clues P 600.
Square, rectangle, or rhombus, 13 letters. Benny.
What is a parallelogram?
Good.
Greek letters 2.
This Greek letter, gently down the clue. It was resh in the Phoenician alphabet. Now it's there for you. Kayla.
What is rho?
Rho, right.
Arts and culture, 600.
This American dropped his drip style for one dubbed Black Pourings. A 1951 show of them sold none. Tyler.
Who is Pollock?
Jackson Pollock, correct.
Arts and culture, 400.
Male ballet dancers generally don't wear these on their feet. One exception is when men play the stepsisters in Cinderella. Kayla.
What are point shoes?
Yes.
Lion King, 600.
The Lion of Punjab, Ranjit Singh, was Maharaja of a vast area, mainly in these two current countries. Tyler.
Or India and Pakistan.
That's it.
Lion King, 400.
Another 12th century Lion King was William the Lion of this country, north of England. Benny.
What is Scotland?
Yes.
P4.
South American cloak, 6 letters. Tyler.
Was a poncho?
Right, with less than a minute to go now.
King, 200.
This 12th century King of England was known as Cœur de Lion, or Lionheart. Tyler.
Was Richard III?
Nope. Benny.
Is Richard the First?
The First, yes.
Observance is 4.
Read some Yeats or Dickinson on March 21st. World This Day. Kayla.
What is Poetry Day?
Correct.
Observance is 200.
The resolution naming 2020 the International Year of Plant Health recognized plants' role in fighting this global change. Kayla.
What is climate change?
Correct.
Arts and culture, 200.
Wait until the evening before opening night, said Rossini, of writing these instrumental pieces played before operas. And they're called overtures. Kayla, pick again.
Clues P, 200.
Fuzzy freestone fruit, 5 letters. Benny.
What is a peach?
Yep. Now the last clue. The Lady Jacks of Stephen F. Austin were Queens of the Lanes in 2019, rolling to the NCAA women's title in this. Tyler.
Was bowling?
Bowling, correct. taking you up to 2,200. You're in third place, though, and that, of course, means you get to pick first in Double Jeopardy. Right after this. All right, Tyler, as you know, you get to select first in this round, and here are the categories for Double Jeopardy. The English Bill of Rights. What a character. Rhodes Scholar. On the band set list, we're dealing with original songs by bands. Then we want you to get a job, because you're going to have to deal with before and after. Tough category. Start us.
Let's go Bill of Rights 2000.
Answer, Daily Double. What you gonna do, Tyler?
Let's make it a true daily double.
All right, for 4,400 if you are correct. The bill required parliaments to be held frequently for redress of all these complaints. Sounds familiar.
What are grievances?
That's it. Way to go.
Bill of Rights, 1600.
The bill mandated that excessive this ought not to be required, nor excessive fines imposed. Tyler?
What are punishments?
Nope. Kayla or Benny? Benny.
What is force?
Nope. Talking about bail.
Okay.
Bail. Back to Tyler.
Bill of Rights, 1200.
The bill said these punishments could not be inflicted. Sounds familiar. Kayla?
What are cruel and unusual punishments?
That's it.
What a character, 1600.
Taking the job as Lord Chamberlain of Denmark was not very fortunate for this man. Nor for his children, Ophelia and Laertes. Kayla.
Who is Polonius?
Yes.
What a character, 2000?
In a novel by Charlotte Bronte, Bertha Mason, first wife of this man, didn't get out of the house much. Tyler.
Who is Rochester?
Yes.
English Bill of Rights, 800.
The bill made it illegal to keep a standing one of these in the country in time of peace without Parliament's okay. Benny.
What is the militia?
No. Tyler?
What is an army?
That's it.
Character, 1200.
The oldest of the three musketeers. He's a mentor to D'Artagnan. Tyler?
Who is Athos?
You picked the right one.
Character, 800.
Jonathan and Mina Harker are characters in this classic novel from 1897. The novel is Dracula. Tyler?
Rhodes Scholar, 2000.
Answer. The other Daily Double.
Let's go for 3,200.
All right, for an even 10,000, if you are right. At one end of Grafton Street in this European capital city is St. Stephen's Green. At the other, you'll find Trinity College.
What is Dublin?
That's the right capital city. And you are now in the lead. And we've got quite a game.
Scholar, 1600.
This road network of more than 7,000 miles in Germany is famous for its lack of speed limits in many areas. Tyler.
Was the Autobahn.
Right.
Scholar, 1200.
Practice your Catalan ambling along La Rambla, a tree-lined promenade in this Mediterranean Spanish port city. Tyler.
Was Barcelona.
Yes.
Set list, 2000.
We have high hopes, you know they did. Hey, look, Ma, I made it. Kayla.
Who is Panic at the Disco?
Yes.
Band set list, 1600.
Time to get stressed out and believe the hype. Benny.
Or 21 Pilots.
Good.
Set list, 12.
Whether it's Freddie or Adam singing lead, this band gives you somebody to love. Benny.
Or Queen.
Yeah.
Set list, 8.
Take a bite out of their Harmony Hall and Unbelievers. Kayla.
Who's Vampire Weekend?
Yep.
Set list, 400.
Their Moves Like Jagger, featuring Christina Aguilera, brings back memories. Benny?
Or Maroon 5.
Correct.
Four and after four.
Horse racing's biggest trio of events that the Queen only wears on special occasions. Tyler?
What is the Triple Crown?
Sorry? Kayla?
What is the Triple Crown Jewels?
That's it, yes.
Before and after 800?
Night sack for a snoozing boy scout. That's the set of skills available to someone like a magician. Tyler?
It's a sleeping bag of tricks.
Yes.
Before and after 2000?
18th century Prussian king and military genius who is a large body of water in northern Utah. It's Tyler?
What is Frederick the Great Salt Lake?
Yes.
Before and after 1600.
Celestial body of extremely intense gravity that scores an ace in golf. Benny.
What is a black hole in one?
Good.
Before and after 12.
Snoopy's owner, who's a large forest-dwelling ursine creature. Benny.
What is Charlie Brown Bear?
Yep.
Get a job for.
Maybe you'd like to work on one of these, like for Carnival or Canard. Recent job listings include event crew and galley supervisor. Benny?
What is a cruise? Line? Cruise line?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or ship.
Get a job, 8.
Starbucks calls this job the face of Starbucks. Tyler?
Was a barista?
Right.
Job 2000.
Maybe you want to become this type of 14-letter scientist, like Neil deGrasse Tyson. Benny?
What is an astrophysicist?
Yes.
Job 16.
Apothecary is an old-fashioned term for this job that requires a doctorate and a license. Benny?
What is a pharmacist?
Correct.
Job 12.
The person on the phone can hear you smile. That's advice given to people in this job, partly from the Greek for far. Benny?
What are telemarketers?
Correct.
Roads 8.
9,000-mile Highway 1 completely circles this country, linking cities like Darwin and Adelaide. Benny?
What is Australia?
Yes.
Rhodes 4.
Home to the New York Stock Exchange. In the 1650s, this road marked a defensive boundary of the city, then known as New Amsterdam. Tyler?
Was Wall Street.
Yep.
Bill of Rights 400.
Enacted in 1689, the bill guaranteed freedom of this in Parliament, though not elsewhere. Benny?
What is speech?
Yes.
Character 4.
Also known as Padfoot, this man didn't let taking the fall for Peter Pettigrew get in the way of being a good godfather to Harry Potter. Kayla?
Who is Sirius Black.
That's right. And that takes you to 13,000. Look at those scores, folks. Well, Benny's very happy, and he should be. He has a big lead. But it's coming down to final, and you three get to deal with this subject. Religious words. Think about that. Make your wagers. We'll reveal a clue shortly.
Lending Tree presents the College Championship.
Fired for refusing to break the law?
The shocking allegations of coercion to falsify documents.
Then, the first COVID-19 death behind bars. What's being done to prevent the spread? The safety concerns from a local mother hearing from her son on the inside.
We are about to decide the player who gets to come back later this week to play for $100,000. The category for final is religious words. Players, here's your clue. This word for a concept in Eastern religions comes from Latin roots for made in flesh and again. 30 seconds. Good luck. We start with you. You had accumulated 13,000 going into final. What did you write down as your response? You wrote down what is reincarnation. You crossed that off. And then you wrote down what is reincarnation. You are consistent. And you're right. That's the word. What did it do to your score? It almost doubled you. Puts you in the lead with 25,995. We come to Tyler now. He had 16,400. He wrote down reincarnation also. He's right. How much did he risk? 16,400. He's in the lead with 32,800. Benny, it's up to you. You can win it. You can be a finalist. You came up with what is orthodox? What did it cost you? We know that's wrong. 12,201. You're finishing at 8,300. But Tyler Combs, congratulations, young man. You get to come back and play again. Only this time for the big bucks, $100,000. The next of our semifinals tomorrow. Join us for that one. This was a good game, wasn't it?
The Jeopardy! College Championship is presented by LendingTree. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by FDGuard, the free meal companion for meal-triggered indigestion.
Finally, there's something that helped with my indigestion and discomfort after eating. My doctor recommended FDGuard. She told me FDGuard is specially formulated with natural ingredients and can help with my meal-triggered indigestion. Ask your doctor about FDGuard. Enjoy eating again.
Now at Walmart.
Do you have concerns about mild memory loss related to aging? Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.